Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 1, Text 7. Asmakam tu vishishtaye tannibodha dvijottama nayaka mama sainyasya sangyartham tan pravimite. So here Duryodhana has completed the description of the forces on the opposite side, the previous verse. And now, leaders have to always walk on a very thin balance between showing alertness about the danger of the enemy's attacks and showing fear or inducing fear about the enemy's power. The leaders don't want their subordinates to be off guard, but at the same time they do not want the subordinates to be fearful and insecure about their own abilities also, about their party's capability to defend. Nobody wants to be on the losing side. So now Duryodhana has become a little apprehensive that I have spoken about the forces on the opposite side and this speaking may convey the idea to my forces that I am insecure, that I lack confidence in my ability or in the ability of my forces to win this war. And few things can sap the morale of a team as much as a diffident leader. And even now Duryodhana is confident that he will win the war. But he was impressed, concerned, and to some extent agitated to see the formidable nature of the military formation of the Pandavas. And so to alert his troops, he has spoken about their formidable warriors. Now, in order to reassure his own troops, he realizes that he has to speak about his confidence in them too. Asmakam tu vishishtaye. So, from our side, certainly vishishta, specially only. Actually, there are so many maharathas on our side that I cannot speak the names of all of them. So, I will speak the names of the prominent ones among them. Tan Nibodha. So now, because he has approached Dronacharya, Acharya Mupasangamya, was mentioned in 1.2c. So now he is continuing to speak to Drona, but what is being spoken to Drona is being heard by those around him, and overall that message is being conveyed. Duryodhana is a shrewd politician and he knows how the minds of people work. So, whatever he is speaking will soon be news that will be heard by everyone on the battlefield. Firstly on his side and then on the opponent's side also. So, if the idea is conveyed that he is feeling apprehensive, he is unsure and insecure, then that will create uncertainty and insecurity in the minds of his followers also. And he doesn't want that. Therefore, to reassure his followers, is actually there are so many warriors on my side, so many formidable warriors that I can't even begin to list the names of all of them. Asmakam tu vishishtaye. We can shishta. Asmakam. Actually, it has no count. Tan asmakam tan nibodha dvija uttama, dvija uttama, best of the brahmanas. Please know this. We may wonder what is the need to refer to Drona as Dvijottama. After all, he is not exactly the best of Brahmanas. He is engaging in martial warfare, which is not exactly recommended for Brahmanas. In fact, Brahmanas do Shama Dama Pashaucham, and then they help the other person. And they help convey spirituality. So normally Dvijottama, Brahmanas are supposed to teach spiritual knowledge and spiritual wisdom to their followers. Drona, instead of doing that, is teaching martial warfare, martial knowledge, and not only is he teaching, but he is now fighting also. So, in fact, later when on the 15th day, Drona is killed, and Arjuna especially feels remorseful at having been a party to the heinous way in which his guru was killed. And Yudhishthira feels compunction of having killed a guru and a brahmana. So at that time, Bhima actually says he was not even a brahmana. Now, a brahmana doesn't fight a war. He fought a war, and that itself shows that he has fallen from a brahmana's position. So of course, Drona's position was special. Normally brahmanas don't fight, but they are allowed to fight in special situations. So but that is not considered a desirable thing to do or a regular thing to do. And yet Drona has been doing that regularly. So how is he a Dvijottama? Actually, he is Dvijottama in the sense that he is a respectable person for Drona, Duryodhana being his teacher. And Dvijottama is a formal rank of, a formal term for reference. It doesn't necessarily mean that Drona has to be a Dvijottama. It's a respectful epithet that is used. Just like a word gentleman is used, not all the people who are referred to as gentlemen are always gentlemen. So, now of course we know that Duryodhana also has to get the favor of Drona so that Drona will fight wholeheartedly. So using this sort of references is all a part of Duryodhana's strategy to win Drona's attention and then Drona's favor so that Drona will fight wholeheartedly. Now, Tan Nibodhya Dvijottama. So, Brahmana, please know about this. So, what do you know? Know about the best warriors on my side. Know only few of them. By Nayaka Mama Sainyasya. Because, although I'll talk not about my whole army of 11 Akshahunis, I'll talk about my army commanders, who are essential parts of the strategy for winning this war. So, he talks about them, about himself. So he and they includes these commanders. So Nayaka Umasainyasya. It's interesting that he said, this is my army. So of course they have all assembled to fight on the side of Duryodhana, but Bhishma is the commander. Yet Duryodhana takes the property to be his own. So Duryodhana basically is here referring to it as his army, because it was he who was actually ruling. Although Dhritarashtra was in the chair of the, on the throne of the king, and it was he, Duryodhana, who was the cause of the war. So he's referring to it as my army. Mama sainyasya sangyartham tan brabimite. So for your sake, I will just inform you about these warriors. They're all formidable warriors, and they are all capable of winning the war for us. Sangyartham, for your information. Now, giving information to someone who already has information is a subtle communication about prioritization. Who are important for me? What is important for me? And the spiritual master gives instructions to disciples at that time.
It's not that the disciple may have never heard about it. When we take initiation, at that time the spiritual master instructs us to follow initiate vows. It's not that we have not heard about them before, but the repetition of that, giving information about something which already the receiver has information, that conveys the importance of that. That is a way of signaling one's position, one's prioritization, one's conviction. So Duryodhana will reveal his mind about who, about his confidence in his warriors and who he considers his formidable warriors are and how he wants them to fight. And so that Tanbravimita is not a list of names which Drona has never heard of before, but he wants to convey the point that I have confidence in you and therefore I am considering you as also Nayaka, of the commanders of my army, and in case I don't mention you, I am only going to mention Vishishta, some of them, the best or the especially qualified. So we'll see in the next verse whose all names Duryodhana mentions. Thank you.